Fans of witty wordplay, clever shenanigans, and handbags are in for a treat. From February 26th through March 1st, Corcoran Theater and Dance at George Washington University will play host to the rollicking romance and hilarious hijinks that have made Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest an audience favorite for more than 130 years. The production is directed by Tanya Beckman, who joins me today by phone. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking a little time out of rehearsal.
Oh, of course. My pleasure.
With its double or even treble pairs of couples leading double lives, I have to ask, for you, is Ernest more zany romantic comedy or farce with a heart? Or are you even choosing in your production?
We are constantly going back and forth between, is this rom-com, is this farce, and is this satire? And I think it's all three at different points. But mostly I think it's romantic comedy for the most part.
It has kind of come to occupy a space that we're now familiar with. It helped build that genre, but this was really radical in its day. Can you, in the production, capture some of that freshness and unexpectedness to play against some of our maybe more familiar expectations with the genre now?
Yeah, I think we go into it and we know exactly who everyone's going to end up with. I think it's clear and it doesn't divert from that. But the fun in it is seeing all the complications arise, just like in any romantic comedy, I suppose. But I think the thing that really makes this play special is just the wordplay is so dazzling. And there's so much parallel writing happening and inversions on what just happened. And it's just delightful for our ears to listen to it. And I think that's what makes this play special.
I wonder whether some of the unexpectedness at that very, very local or minute level is that part of Wilde's wordplay and wit relies on setting up a logical expectation in a phrase and then inverting it, that there's unexpectedness in the juggling of the wordplay these people get to deploy.
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of the things that you start noticing happening throughout the play over and over and over again is that they take something that sounds pretty serious and they don't seem to care much about it, but then something completely trivial like your necktie becomes very, very important. And so they're constantly upending the serious for the trivial and the trivial for the serious. And that never fails to surprise and shock you and go, did he just say what I think he said? But that's where the fun is.
This play was written so much as a satirical broadside at very specific late Victorian manners and mores, mm-hmm. a society that he both participated in and also subverted for young actors coming into this now and even audiences. Do you feel like you were interested in your production in bridging that gap or finding new ways to cover that distance?
Well, you know, what surprised me and made me very happy to see is that the students have come at this immediately in love with this play. So it made me start thinking like, well, maybe that gap isn't as big as it seems like it should be. It's a lot about people of a certain class are inherently more valuable than other people, right? That's one of the things that's said, that money is what matters and station and position is what matters more than anything else. And I think in the world we are in right now, I think that's really immediate right now. Yeah, we've had to talk a lot about period movement and posture and language and that kind of thing. But what the play is actually saying about society, there's no gap.
Externals aside, and they can reconstruct those, but that it's a really enduring conversation about class and identity.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been chatting with Tanya Beckman, director of Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest at George Washington University's Corcoran Theater and Dance Department, playing in the Betts Theater February 26th through March 1st. More information is online at corcoran.gwu.edu. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you so much.